Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to the Longevity Plan podcast. This is podcast number 196, and our topic today is how to eliminate holiday season stress. Did you know that 2 in 3 Americans report holiday season stress, fatigue, and irritability? And this is all according to the American Psychological Association. If you want links to this or any other study I'm going to reference in this podcast, just go onto my website, drjohnday.com or thelongevityplan.com. This is podcast number 196, and there you'll find links to everything. So 2 in 3 Americans report holiday stress, fatigue, and irritability, according to a report from the American Psychological Association. This stress may increase your risk of a heart attack by 73%, according to a recent study. In this podcast, I'm going to share the one simple thing, just one simple thing from a recent study that can completely eliminate holiday season stress for you. So if you're the type that this is a tough time of the year for you, this podcast is just for you. And if you are a pretty laid-back person, I'm sure you have people in your life, friends, family, coworkers, who could use this message because so many people get so stressed out this time of the year. So let's jump into this exciting study, How to Eliminate Stress Study. So in this study, Dr. Michael J. Paulin and colleagues from the University of California, Irvine, studied 846 people living in the Detroit, Michigan area. Knowing that stress is associated with heart attacks and premature death, Dr. Paulin and his team wanted to see whether helping others could reverse the life-threatening risks of stress. Just simply helping others, being of service to other people, reaching out. So to answer this question, each study participant underwent an interview. And this interview was conducted way back in the late 1980s. And as part of this interview, they wanted to get a better handle on, number one, how stressful were these people's lives? Number two, what health challenges were they fighting with, struggling with? And then how much time did they spend in their day-to-day life helping others? And then Dr. Paulin and his colleagues checked in with study participants every 5 years, or if there was a death of a spouse or some life change, they checked back in with his people. Well, as they followed these people over time, they found that those people who lived stressful lives were 30% more likely to die a premature death. No surprise there. If you're stressed out, you're probably going to die younger, lose some excellent quality years of life than if you're more relaxed and even keel. However, quite remarkably, those who reported helping others were not only spared a premature death, but actually lived longer in the study. So if you're the type who's stressed out, you've tried yoga, you've tried meditation, you've tried daily exercise, you've tried eating right, you've tried doing everything, and you just can't get that anxiety to go away, at least this study suggests that if you make it part of your daily or weekly routine to reach out and help others, and I'm going to give you some examples of how to do this later in the podcast, that you can completely erase that increased risk. Not only can you erase that increased risk, but you can actually live longer than if you're not reaching out and helping people every day. So there's something about it. So you may be thinking, well, does helping others really allow you to live longer? This study raises the question, will helping others negate stress and allow you to live longer? Interestingly, medical studies consistently show that social connectedness, helping others, and volunteering all improve health and longevity. Let me repeat that. Medical studies consistently show that social connectedness, that's being tied to others with relationships, helping others, and volunteering improve health and longevity. In fact, these studies have such striking results that there's actually a term in the medical literature to describe this phenomenon. It's called the volunteer effect. It is still unclear exactly how those who help others live healthier and longer lives. One theory, and I'm going to give you a few theories here. One theory is that helping others requires physical activity. And as all podcast listeners know, the more physically active you are, the healthier you will be. So that's one theory. It's just getting you out, getting you moving. Maybe you're helping, doing some yard work, taking people somewhere, whatever. A second theory is that people who help others are more socially connected. social connection reduces stress hormones. And by reducing these stress hormones, we're talking about cortisol, epinephrine, some of these other levels, the catecholamines, it protects the heart. Keeping stress hormones low may explain why studies show that people who help others are less likely to develop high blood pressure, or they just have lower blood pressure, which is great because the lower your blood pressure, the better. It's less wear and tear on your arteries. And as you know, and we've talked about this in many other podcasts, is that you're really only as old as your arteries or your heart. If you keep your arteries and your heart free from plaque buildup and all that, you're probably going to avoid most of the diseases of aging. Lastly, this is the last theory here, helping others may allow you to live longer because people who help others are more likely to be happy. Happiness and helping others are linked in many studies. Also, other studies show that happiness may also add years to your life. So there are some reasons why helping others may explain why people live longer, they don't get heart disease, and they're just happier. And so we talked about you're more physically active if you're reaching out and helping others. Great thing there. You're more socially connected, so you have less stress hormones. So that protects your arteries and your heart. Keeping these stress hormones low may also help lower your blood pressure and then also happiness. So now that hopefully I've convinced you that helping others is something that you need to do if you want to live a long and healthy life, let me give you 7 ways to eliminate holiday season stress. So here are my 7 best ways to beat holiday season stress. By doing these 7 things, your heart will definitely thank you. In fact, you may even find that you enjoy it so much that you keep it up year round. And that's really the goal. So we're focusing on eliminating the holiday season stress, but maybe you can develop some healthy habits of helping others, making it a part of your daily, weekly routines so you can keep it up year round. So here we go. 1, adopt a family. Find a family you can help. You could, it may be somebody that you know in your neighborhood, on your street, maybe it's a relative. It could even be anonymously. And if you're stuck, you can't figure out who you could help or who your family could help this year, to find a family need, try speaking with your local minister, priest, or bishop. They definitely know some families that could really use your help this holiday season. 2, write a letter or an email. Everyone loves a heartfelt letter. Write a letter, or if letter writing isn't your thing, shoot off an email to a family neighbor, to a family member, to a neighbor, or to a coworker. And in this email or this letter, really share with them how much you appreciate them in your life and let them know. This could have tremendous boost to your own happiness as well as their happiness. And it's just a great act of service and helping others, and it'll help your heart. 3, donate your stuff. The holidays are a great time to find a loving home for the stuff that you're not using. All that stuff in your closet. We have called it clutter in previous podcasts, but actually could be a gift. It could be a way of helping others during this holiday season. Those old gloves, the coat, clothes, stuff that you think that nobody would want could really bless the life of someone in need. So look through your house. If there's anything that you could donate, what a great way to give it to a loving home this winter. 4, caroling. Get together with some neighbors or coworkers and go caroling. This could be in your neighborhood or even at a local nursing home. Caroling is a great way to get out, get a little physical activity, and connect with others while providing service. 5, share a healthy treat. Make something healthy and share it with your neighbors or coworkers. As most people just share the sugar-laden treats this time of year, a healthy treat would be a welcome reprieve. In fact, you might even surprise them because nobody's expecting anything healthy, at least when it comes from food, from anybody this time of the year. So you'll stand out. And what a great treat, giving somebody something healthy. If you need an idea, recipes or that, just go on our website under the recipes section. Jane, my wife, has provided a number of recipes, healthy recipes, even with some healthy treats that would be great to share this time of year. 6, invite someone over. Many people just don't have anywhere to go during the holidays. Invite them over to share in the holiday joy with your family. And this could be, maybe it's a young college student that's away from home, couldn't go home for the holidays. Maybe it's somebody who's lost a spouse, a widow. Invite them over. What a great way to share in the holiday love. 7, visit people or animals in need. Try visiting a nursing home or a homeless shelter. If you have children, this could be a great life lesson, especially so many of our children. I know we struggle as well as how can you raise conscientious, helping, loving, caring children when all the messages from the media and everything around them is teaching them to try to live these entitled lives. And what a great way to show them that there really are people who need their help, people who are less fortunate. If you're an animal lover, go to your local humane society or animal shelter and spend some time with a lonely dog or cat. This is something my wife and children have done a number of times, is go to our local humane society. They'll pet the animals. They'll take them out on a walk and just show them some love. Animals need our love this time of the year as well. So, quick wrap up. 7 ways to eliminate holiday season stress. Number 1, adopt a family. Number 2, write a letter or an email. Number 3, donate your stuff. Number 4, go caroling. Number 5, share a healthy holiday treat. Number 6, invite someone over. Number 7, visit people or animals in need. So the big picture here, take-home message. While most Americans are totally stressed out during the holidays, this doesn't have to be you. You can completely eliminate holiday season stress by simply helping others. That's what we learned from the study with over 800 people. It's true. It's real. There are so many medical studies that show the same thing. Even better, helping others has been clearly shown in study after study after study to give you more years of life and improve whatever health struggles you may have. It won't cure anything, everything, but it will definitely help. And so my question for you is, what are you doing to help others this holiday season? I'd love to hear your thoughts, experiences, and questions. Go on to my website, drjohnday.com or thelongevityplan.com. This is podcast number 196, so just find blog number 196 by the same title. Scroll down to the bottom and leave your comments. And if you leave a question, I'll do my best to answer it as quickly as I can. And if you like this podcast, make sure to tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a coworker, tell somebody. Leave us a review on iTunes or Stitcher. The more positive reviews that we get, the more downloads we get, the higher this podcast comes up when people are searching for a great podcast. So please vote, vote if you can. And if you've not yet signed up for my free weekly newsletter, The Longevity Plan, this would be a great time. There's a lot of stuff in there that you won't find in this podcast. Great recipes from my wife, links to a television segment that I do on our local CBS television affiliate here in the Salt Lake City area. So other ways to connect. Thank you so much for listening. And until next week, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.